Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
We could pretty much tie up what happened here in Northeast PA, across the state, into other states across America, into the city of New York, as a very, very big night for Democrats. But you have to go, why? Right? That is the most important question that Democrats and Republicans and independents and everyone else would ask. Right? When you don't just go, oh, you know, they just like us better. What is it? You've got to know why. And I think that at the bottom of what happened and the top of people's minds is the economy. It is the struggle that people are feeling, whether it's affordable housing, affording groceries, affording a car, college, paying your bills, having a job that pays well, having health insurance that doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. There was coverage across the spectrum yesterday about this election. On CNN, there was exit polling discussed, and it showed that voters had moved away from Republicans on issues like the economy. That had been one of President Trump's strongest issues in the 2024 campaign. In New York City, 72% of voters said housing costs are a problem where they live. Donald Trump had talked about grocery prices, had talked about bringing down the cost of housing during his campaign. We are now 10 months after he took office and things are not better. I don't care if you support him. I don't care if you love him, hate him. There are some things that are just the facts. And some of you will go, well, the gas is cheaper. Across the board on most things, if people look at their lives and the costs of things, on the whole, they are more expensive. They are struggling. They are struggling to get groceries. They are struggling to make ends meet. We are seeing marketplace health insurance rates that are through the roof because Republicans are allowing these healthcare subsidies from the Affordable Care Act to expire. We had the president yesterday go back on the word that he was going to comply with SNAP funding, the contingency funds being used. He literally said he wasn't going to do that. Then Carolyn Leavitt, when asked later on, had to walk it back because this is where we're at. There's not someone in charge that thinks about things before he does them. He says things and then other people have to walk it back and then he changes his mind. He's all over the place. And in the end, people don't trust him anymore to help them. People want change. People didn't wake up and say, I'm a Democrat socialist. They didn't. A number of them who voted for him would not even consider a Democrat socialist how many years ago. But the problem is nobody was helping them. They feel like they need change, just like many of you when you voted for Donald Trump. Maybe you weren't going to, or you hadn't voted, or you hadn't voted for a Republican before. There were independents who voted for Donald Trump, and they thought, I'm struggling. I need help with the economy. You know, Joe Biden's been in office, Kamala Harris, you know, the vice president. Who do I trust more? And people have woken up with a horrible hangover. And then you have, I believe, what you see on TV every day, a man who doesn't seem to care about the needs of people, whose priority has been putting up a ballroom, possibly naming it at himself, wanting to build an arch, wanting to and remodeling a bathroom while people are struggling and not caring about feeding people who are in need and not caring about making healthcare affordable for people. That's just the truth. It's the truth. That is what brought people out.
I have gone out of my way to try to avoid some of these things that I hear your point. Yeah, the ballroom. Okay. It doesn't bother me, but you know what does bother me? My bills. They're not going up. My bills are going up. We're going into heating season. That's going to be a cluster bleep. You know what I'm saying? Like
it may not bother you, but I think it bothers a lot of people.
I'm just speaking for myself. Those things annoy me because it seems like, where are your priorities? And I just don't see it getting any better.
Right.
I don't see it getting any better. And then with the blame game, I don't care whose fault it is. Just fix it.
Right. And I think that's what happened in New York City with Zoran Mamdani. And that is, we want change and we feel like he'll at least give us change, because the same old same is not something I'm willing to live with. That's, I think, what they're saying. Think about what you see. What do most average people see when they look at this administration?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's be honest. What's on TV? What do we see every day? We see ICE agents. We see people being pulled from cars. We see windows being broken, people being wrestled to the ground, people being disappeared off the streets. And again, I think there are people who would agree that you take hardened criminals, you take criminals, violent criminals, and if you have a warrant for them and you get them out and deport them, people are fine with that. But the fact that this is what it seems like the administration is most concerned about, we see that. We see a White House that's getting rebuilt. And then, but when we go home and go on a health insurance exchange market and see prices go up 80% plus, or you go to the grocery store and you're struggling and you decide you can't get this or you can't get that, you know, that's what people see in their everyday lives. And they see a whole administration that is doing nothing about it. And they see Mike Johnson constantly standing there telling everybody, we're not going to be in business. We're not going to swear in a person who was elected. We're not going to continue to work. They're getting paid. They're essential. They're not working. People like Rob Bresnahan. There are a number of Congress people across this country, a good amount of them, who are in areas which are red and blue. And what happened yesterday is a warning to every one of them. You need to pay attention to what is happening to your constituents. You don't need to be a rubber stamp for a man who is completely out of touch with what is going on for most of the people in your district. Pay attention. Start fighting for people. Don't be a doormat. All right, let's go through some of the things that happened, because it was Democrats, even in Luzerne County, which this made a lot of news as well yesterday when I was looking last night at the results. There were people talking about statewide races, Bucks County, Erie County, where, you know, it was more Republican in recent years, turning blue. And they said, take a look at Luzerne County. Democrats have regained the majority on Luzerne County Council. They flipped four seats and regained the majority when they're sworn in. That happened. Also, Buffalino has won the seat on the Luzerne County Court of Common Pleas. Tim McGinley, the Democrat, ousts Griffith for county controller as well. Home rule charter was voted down. Statewide, the judges on the Supreme Court and I think there were two on Superior Court as well. All of them retained, despite all the no, no, no commercials you may have heard. Interesting. Some of the exit polls, Jason, people were a lot of them. Again, if you listen to talk radio, pay attention. It was interesting how many people didn't even know about like the whole controversy over that. Usually people retain judges. That happens.
Luckily, it was written in a way, because I'm of the belief that the right decision was made by voters, because the people who wanted to change it wanted to push more of their thinking on the rest of the state. But I'm happy it was worded in such a way that was clear, so people could walk in and go, what's this? Oh, yeah. Yes or no?
Yeah,
sure.
Do you want to retain them or not? All right. In Scranton, Mayor Paige Cognetti easily won re-election. Yeah. And she is still, and that's a lot, saying that you got 57% of the vote in a three-person race, and you're going to run in the next year in the congressional race in the 8th Congressional District. Interesting. The Democrat Tom Welby wins the Lackawanna County Commissioner special election. He says he will serve. He will stay. He will fight legally if he has to for that seat, because we do know Brenda Sacco, who is there temporarily, has said she'd like to stay. So there's no word as to whether she would argue to stay after the results of this election, but we will see. But Democrat incumbents swept in Lackawanna County row offices and those races as well. So those are just some of the results. But New Jersey, Virginia, Democrats, women, elected governor in both of those races. And then, of course, Zoran Mamdani. Georgia had a number of surprising results as well, with big wins for Democrats in that state as well. So a lot of stuff to unpack.
Hey, if you like what you hear, click follow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.